It's Sunday morning, time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and I hope that you enjoy this morning's show very much as we roll into the month of June, a time when we, I know, all look forward to the coming of summer. And what follows summer is fall, obviously. But this year, we are going to be potentially looking at something very different in Illinois once we roll into the fall. And I have Brett Manchin, who is not only the highly respected former director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, but is internationally recognized as one of the really wise voices, if you will, on conservation stewardship, and it just has the respect across the entire continent of North America, having led at one point the Association of International Fish and Wildlife Agency Directors. So, Brent, with that introduction, I know that you're sitting down near Springfield, and it's beautiful in June, but something in Springfield smells a little bit. It's not the first time, and it's a great concern to people who are interested in the health of our wildlife. And I wondered if you might just take a moment to talk about what's taking place, and then perhaps we can figure out if it's a good thing or a bad thing for Illinois. So this is regarding, Brent, the legislation to provide for, I think, assisted feeding for white-tailed deer, which has ramifications way beyond what that little sentence signifies.
Well, it does have very significant ramifications, and the ramifications could lie in a range of being bad and then terrible. I have been dealing with CWD for roughly 25 years since.
I hate to say you got to tell people what CWD is for those of us who don't know the acronym.
Yes, CWD stands for chronic wasting disease. It is one of four diseases caused by prions. Prions are an unobligated protein, which in vet school in the 60s, they thought that scrapie in sheep was caused by a virus, and it is not. It is caused by this protein that is a building block of genetic material, and unfortunately, we don't know where these diseases have come from, how they have been manifested, but four diseases consist of scrapie in sheep, which has been recognized for a very long time, variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob's in human beings, bovine encephalopathy, which is mad cow disease, and now chronic wasting disease in deer, whitetail, and whitetail deer, mule deer, and moose. The issue for me is we need more research. And this bill was done in the name of research. But what it is researching, we already know. We know that chronic wasting disease is spread by virtue of supplemental feeding, by mineral blocks. This prion, this very, very small unobligated protein, can be taken up in plants, and then when it's ingested by white-tailed deer, they can become infected. It is transmitted, we know, by contact through bodily fluids. It is, in fact, a horrible disease. Now, all four of these diseases that I mentioned, when something is infected by them, it is always 100% fatal. Where my concern, a portion of my concern lies, is the possibility, the scientific possibility, that this disease could infect human beings. And when I say that, we don't know that for sure. It's been postulated that it's a there is a species barrier. But the most recent study with macaw monkeys, who are genetically very close to humans, show that they fed them what's equivalent of a 7-ounce steak weekly, and they developed this very lethal disease in a 24-month period. So we don't know. There is so much we don't know. The rate of infection in Illinois has been one of the lowest in the nation, as it was at one point in time in Wisconsin. When George was the director of Wisconsin, we worked together and provided for some common sense management that we both agreed on. And that management, of course, was harvesting or killing those areas those deer in endemic areas.
Well, I got to stop you first, Brent. I got to stop you for a second, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because I think this has not reached, which is one of the things we like to do on this show, is to talk about things which are not on the every night news or in the paper. And this
right.
has not reached the point where a lot of Illinois' citizens or residents are aware of what you're speaking of when you talk about legislation. So can you just for a moment give the background on what legislation is taking place in Springfield and why you think it could be detrimental to wildlife management?
Yeah, John, I can. Charlie, I'm sorry. Tell me when you want me to start.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead. Okay. The legislation in Springfield that I'm concerned with is Senate Bill 2493. And the way it is currently written, it allows for the supplemental feeding of white-tailed deer throughout the state of Illinois. The IDNR's professional staff, the biologists who work in this field, were adamantly opposed to it upon its introduction. The problem is this chronic wasting disease, which is a disease caused by an unobligated protein or prion, which is smaller than a virus, can be spread very readily by the supplemental feeding of these deer. One of the reasons we can't feed in Illinois at this time, or bait, is because we worked very hard back in the 90s to prevent that from happening and making it illegal. We sort of saw the handwriting on the wall that this disease was going to come to bear, and we had to do something to thwart its development. So that's what we did, and in so doing, Illinois has enjoyed one of the lowest rates of infection in the United States. We have five or six foci within the state in which CWD is present. In Wisconsin, they were the same way, and actually only had four or five until they determined, Governor Walker determined, that it was silliness and not to do it anymore. And now the entire state of Wisconsin has a 30% infection rate, with the southwest corner of Wisconsin being much higher than that. And it is in the northeast corner, of course, being much lower to counterbalance it. But it's an average of 30%. Every 10 deer, 3 of them are infected now with CWD in the state of Wisconsin. So we don't want that to happen in Illinois. And it is my opinion that by opening up this supplemental feeding, not during hunting season, but during the rest of the year, is going to enhance the rate of infection to a point where it will become unmanageable.
And that's because it will bring deer to artificially concentrate them where their saliva and the risk of saliva being exchanged is increased. Is that the bottom line of this?
That is the bottom line. That is the bottom line. There is also another very severe concern, and that is its transmissibility to human beings. As you're aware, of the four diseases, bovine encephalopathy and scrapie, we know are transmissible to human beings. However, they have thought there is some sort of species barrier, but research has shown it's giving us false answers at this point. We don't know whether it's transmissible to human beings. We hope it is not. But if it is, we put at jeopardy an entire generation of hunters that are coming up right now. If they eat it, it is 100% fatal if, in fact, it is transmissible to human beings.
Let's do this, Brent. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like your thoughts. As my understanding is, this is working its way through the legislature and headed to the governor's desk, and it is supported by the director of the DNR, Wayne Rosenthal, who is a friend of both yours and mine. Doesn't mean we always agree on every issue, but he's an individual who is trying to do the right things, and perhaps he's not getting the best advice, and maybe he is not aware of some of the circumstances that you're outlining and that the profession is outlining. So when we come back, I'd like to just carry this forward on what can be done to maybe have Illinois slow down in its efforts to have a supplemental feeding program for deer, with the risks that are involved, and perhaps the governor will not sign the bill, or individuals can be enlightened as to some of the dangers that we're really unnecessarily foisting on sportsmen in Illinois, and frankly, all of us who enjoy wildlife in Illinois. We're visiting with Brent Manning. I'll be back in just a moment. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, visiting with Brent Manning, a name many of you know from his long tenure as director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and also a leader in America in conservation. And we are talking about chronic wasting disease, and it's spreading across the country. And we are talking about a bill in the Illinois legislature, which appears to be headed to the governor's desk, which, in the opinion of Brent Manning and many in the scientific community, would increase the risk of chronic wasting disease spreading in Illinois amongst the deer herd. And so, Brent, you've been kind enough, Brent, to talk about the science behind this and why chronic wasting disease is something we want to stop at all costs. I need now to have you, if you don't mind, go to the politics of this. Can you tell me where this bill sits and what steps need to be taken, and perhaps what the DNR might still do to pull its support?
I would be happy to. You know, Charlie, I can understand science, but when it comes to politics, man, that's way over my head. But let me explain it in this fashion. This went to the House Agriculture and Conservation Committee. It came back to the Senate in their Agriculture and Conservation Committee, and I had been asked to testify by several organizations, including I-4 and the Illinois Environmental Council. So I went to the hearing in the Senate, Agriculture and Conservation. It was chaired by a gentleman by the name of Napoleon Harris. I got into the meeting and was sitting in the front row with other people that had put their slips in to testify, and Mr. Harris comes in and says, ladies and gentlemen, I understand we have 10 in favor of this bill, one opposed to it. Therefore, we consider the bill passed to the floor of the Senate. This committee is now recessed. So it surprised all of us, and I had not seen it done that way before. But to that end, the original sponsor of the bill, his name is Chapin Rose, Senator Rose, came and talked to me and said he was terribly sorry that it happened that way. He did not expect that whatsoever. And he said that I would like to work to try to make this something that is beneficial instead of something that is problematical. And I said I would love to do that as well. So it's my understanding that yesterday, and I learned of it yesterday, it was Thursday afternoon I learned of it, very late, that Mr. Rose had put a recall on the bill, and essentially what that means is there probably needs to be a trailer or a follow-up bill to provide some direction. Because right now, the way the bill is written, it provides for carte blanche feeding throughout the state of Illinois. If, in fact, it can be modified to a research bill where it's done within a pen and allow some third-party researchers to look at possibly nutrition or look at the transmissibility or the how fast it is transmitted between animals, that would be great. I mean, the more research we have into this disease, the better off we are. And I would sure support that move. We just don't know what it means currently. If the governor would sign it right now, for instance, or if Senator Rose, puts it forward, then it would open up feeding throughout the state of Illinois. And I promise you, from the past written research that I have read, our infection rate in this state would increase dramatically and virtually overnight.
And what, may I just ask a dumb question? Why do we need to supplementally feed deer in Illinois? They've got food coming out of their ears. Our deer herd is aside from the fact they went through blue tongue, which was a natural occurrence, and a lot of deer were killed, but that happens in wildlife populations. Why do we feel we need to supplementally feed deer in a state where we have food everywhere?
Well, there is some folks that I believe have the opinion that through nutrition you can ward off chronic wasting disease. We know that not to be the case. The first chronic wasting disease was discovered in pens at Colorado State University. Dr. Beth Williams and Tom Thorne were the researchers. Both of them I knew. They were subsequently passed, but they were brilliant researchers, and they had mule deer, that were fed daily in under the best of conditions that developed chronic wasting disease. And of course, the rest is history. They were, they were wild.
So we got about a minute left, Brent, but don't also some advocates of supplemental feeding feel that it makes the antlers grow bigger and the deer grow bigger, and therefore the deer
sure.
are greater value to the sportsman? Isn't that part of what's behind this?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. But, on the other side, I'm sorry, Charlie.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, because I don't want to run out of time, let me just come back. So right now the bill is in table. You think it's going to be rewritten. You're hopeful the scientific community will have some input into that before it would pass the House and Senate and go to the governor.
Yes, that is my fondest wishes. And you have to...
Well, may your fondest wishes come true.
Okay.
So I think what Brent is...
I'm sorry. We feed tons of venison to people through food pantries on an annual basis. I don't want this to get into the human population.
Well, Brent, you've done a great job of explaining a highly complex issue such as this is, and I thank you always for your time, and we'll stay in touch on this. And I hope you have a great, great start to summer, Brent. I know the Muskies are going to be moving somewhere. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Charlie Potter. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.